Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Within hours, the House votes on whether to impeach President Trump for a historic second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California is urging all colleagues to punish the one-term president for incendiary remarks that motivated supporters to stage a deadly insurrection on the Capitol a week ago.
We know that we face enemies of the Constitution. We know we experienced the insurrection that violated the sanctity of the people's capital and attempted to overturn the duly recorded will of the American people. And we know that the President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is defending the president, hoping that impeachment does not move forward.
In 7 days, there will be a peaceful transfer of power, just like there has been every other time in our country. But Democrats are going to impeach President Trump again.
Critics argue the transfer of power was no longer peaceful after rioters who believed Trump's baseless claims of a stolen election violently attempted to stop Congress from carrying out its constitutional duty to certify Biden as the next president. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced this morning the city he governs is severing its business ties with the Trump Organization. NPR's Sally Herships reports the canceled deals represent $17 million in lost profits for Trump.
De Blasio says New York City contracts come with an exit clause. New York can opt out if the leadership of a company that has a contract with the city is engaged in criminal activity. Exactly what he says Trump's remarks ahead of last Wednesday's riot at the Capitol amount to.
Inciting an insurrection. Let's be clear. I'm going to say these words again. Inciting an insurrection against the United States government clearly constitutes criminal activity. So the city of New York will no longer have anything to do with the Trump Organization. They have profited from these contracts. They will profit no longer.
The profits come from four sites managed by Trump's company, two ice skating rinks, a golf course, and a carousel. Sally Herships, NPR News.
President-elect Biden has tapped another Obama-era official, Samantha Power, to run the U.S. agency overseeing foreign aid. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Biden calls Samantha Power a, quote, world-renowned voice of conscience and moral clarity. She won a Pulitzer Prize for her book on how to respond to genocides. The Irish-American was President Obama's ambassador to the U.N., known for her forceful speeches about the atrocities in Syria and in other conflict zones. If confirmed to run the U.S. Agency for International Development, she would oversee humanitarian assistance programs and democracy and development aid. Biden says he's elevating the position to the National Security Council and wants USAID to help lead a global response to the coronavirus pandemic. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Airbnb says it is canceling all reservations in the Washington, D.C. area next week when the inauguration will be held. 2 days ago, the company said it was reviewing reservations in the region and planned to bar any guests associated with hate groups or violent activity, a policy adopted since the White House or the white supremacist rally and riots in 2017. The Premier of Ontario has issued a stay-at-home order and declared a state of emergency in the fight against coronavirus. Dan Karpinchuk reports the move comes after new modeling suggests a surge that could double the number of COVID-19 cases by mid-February.
The stay-at-home order for the entire province goes into effect Thursday morning at 12:01. It means everyone must remain home except to go to the grocery store, pharmacy, medical appointments, essential work, or exercise. The order will remain in effect for 28 days. Anyone caught violating the directive could face fines and penalties that include up to a year in jail. There will be reduced hours for non-essential businesses with curbside pickup only. Premier Doug Ford says the coronavirus is on track to overwhelm Ontario's healthcare system because of the surging numbers of COVID-19. Health officials are also concerned that the UK variant of the coronavirus, which is highly infectious, has now shown up in Ontario. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
U.S. stocks trading higher this hour. The Dow is up 51 points to 31,120. The NASDAQ has climbed 84 points, more than 0.5%, and the S&P has risen 12 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.